I'll tell you what. The king of Assyria will strike a bargain with you. If you can find 2,000 horsemen in your entire army, he will give you 2,000 horses for them to ride on. You think he's trying to intimidate them just a little? Here we are, Assyria. We got King Sennacherib as our king. He's a mighty king. And we got soldiers and chariots by the thousands. And if you can find 2,000 men that can drive a chariot, we'll give you 2,000 horses and chariots. Yeah. You ain't nothing. Who do you think you are? Oh, doesn't that sound just like the enemy? The enemy will tell you the same thing today. You come to be prayed for, and you know you've confessed your sin, and they'll say, you've just heard all the promises of God. Maybe even seen a miracle or two. And you're prayed for, and the enemy will say, you know, it ain't going to work for you. You know, it works for all them other people, but it ain't going to work for you. You old wicked man, you, or you old wicked woman, you don't think God would answer a prayer for a stupid woman like you. But you don't listen to that, do you, Betty? You believe the Lord, and you get your prayers answered. But that's the way we should all be. That same battle is raging today in the spirit that the battle that was raging in the flesh back in those days is no different. The only difference is we can't see our enemy. He says, with your tiny army, how can you think of challenging even the weakest contingent of my master's troops? Even with the help of Egypt, chariots and horsemen, you would be no match for us. That sounds just like the enemy, doesn't it? No problem. But we don't know who our God is. That's the problem. I didn't know who he was for a long time. But now I'm beginning to get a hold of who he is, just a little bit. 25 and 26. What's more, do you think we have invaded your land without the Lord's direction? The Lord himself told us to go and destroy it. Oh, he did, huh? Well, maybe he did. Maybe they kind of took it out of context. Then Elikam, son of Hilkah, Shebna, and Joah said to the king's representatives, please speak to us in Aramaic, for we understand it well. Don't speak in Hebrew, for the people on the wall will hear. Let's see what he says. Next verse, but Sennacherib's representatives replied, my master wants everyone in Jerusalem to hear this. Not just you, he wants them to know that if you do not surrender, this city will be put under siege. The people will become so hungry and thirsty that they will eat their own dung and drink their own urine. Doesn't that sound just like the enemy? You know, God's not able to provide for us anymore. All of a sudden, God's not able to provide. And we listen to that beast, don't we? Do we listen to him far too often? Oh, do we listen to him far too often? That beast is sly. Do you know the Word of God says Satan has deceived everybody on the earth? That doesn't leave out me or you. When he says everybody's been deceived by the devil, he's deceived you and me, hasn't he, brother? Several times he's deceived me. And I'm sure every one of us have been deceived by that beast somehow or another. And it's terrible what we allow that devil to do because of a lack of knowledge of our God. Then he stood and shouted in Hebrew to the people on the wall, listen to this message from the great king of Assyria. Oh, my goodness gracious. Next verse. This is what the king says. Don't let Hezekiah deceive you. He will never be able to rescue you from my power. In other words, don't go to that stupid church down there. Just because Thurman Scrivener, the Living Savior Ministry, has got a healing ministry, don't go down there and think you're going to get healed. That's all a bunch of bunk. It don't work. But do we hear that from within the church? That's what blows me away. We hear that stuff from within the church. The church don't even believe God's word anymore. And that's what's so sad. It's so sad that there's so few of us that believe this book means what it says and says what it means. Well, hadn't changed much. Don't listen. Don't let him fool you into trusting in the Lord by saying, the Lord will rescue us. This city will never be handed over to the Assyrian king. Number, don't believe that nonsense. If I tell you that Jesus Christ can save you from hell, don't believe that. That's a lie. That's what the enemy would tell you, isn't it? Don't you dare believe in that junk. I mean, you know, who? No, even God couldn't save an old wicked sinner like you, you know. Have we heard people say that? Yeah. In other words, the blood of Jesus is not good enough for me. Yeah, it's good enough, wasn't it, Tom? It'll take care of anybody's sin. It don't matter what you've done. But the enemy will lie to you. And he's done a very good job. You know that? And, of course, when it comes to healing, he's even done a better job. I mean, I think about how he deceived me all those years. And I think what was available to me all those years. And I didn't know. I didn't know. But then when I got a hold of it, and I thought, wow. Does it work? Yes, it works, and it works good. Don't let them fool you into trusting in the Lord. Don't believe them crazy people down at the church. I mean, whatever, don't you dare believe them. Because they're going to tell you the Lord will rescue you. No, he ain't going to rescue you. You're going to die and go to hell. Oh, my goodness. The city will never be handed over to the Assyrian king. Don't believe that. Well, let's see what the next verse says. Don't listen to Hezekiah. These are the terms the king of Assyria is offering. Make peace with me, open the gates, and come out. Then I will allow each of you to continue eating from your own garden and drinking from your own well. Then I will arrange to take you to another land like this one, a country with bountiful harvest of grain and wine, bread and vineyards, olive trees and honey, a land of plenty. Choose life instead of death. Isn't the enemy persuasive here? Wow. Don't listen to Hezekiah. No, don't listen to that preacher. Whatever you do, don't go down and listen to that preacher. Don't listen to Hezekiah when he tries to mislead you by saying, the Lord will rescue us. I'm telling you, the Lord will rescue us if we'll put him first. We don't have to worry about nothing. Regardless of what comes, God's going to protect us. Next two verses. Have the gods of any other nations ever saved their people from the king of Assyria? Good statement. What happened to the gods of Hamath and Arpad? And what about the gods of Zarephath, Hena, and Ivek? Did they rescue Samaria from my power? Well, obviously they didn't. 35 and 36. What god of any nation has ever been able to save its people from my power? Name just one. In other words, you've been in church all your life. You've never seen anybody get prayed for to get healed. So there's no such thing as healing no more. It's gone away with the apostles. Do we hear that in church? Oh, yeah. Isn't that awful? Isn't that awful? Sounds just like this, doesn't it? What god of any nation has ever been able to save his people from my power? Just think, I'm the devil and I'm bigger than Jesus. I can take care of him. That's what the devil would want you to believe, isn't it? That he's bigger than Jesus. But yet he's already been destroyed by Jesus 2,000 years ago. And all power in heaven and earth been given to the king. The devil couldn't bat an eyelash without Jesus' okay. But the people were all silent and did not answer because Hezekiah had told them not to speak. That's the best thing they've done so far, is kept their mouth shut. You know, there's a lot of us would be better off if we could learn and study to be quiet, just like God told us in the New Testament. Study to be quiet. We would probably stay out of a lot more trouble. You know that? Let's see what verse 37 says. Then Elkam... Whoops, what happened? We went one too quick. 2 Kings 18:37. It says, then Elkam of Hilkah, the palace administrator, Shebna, the court secretary, and Joash, son of Asher, the royal historian, went back to Hezekiah. They tore their clothes in despair, and they went in to see the king and told him what the Assyrian representatives had said. That sounds just like our Congress and our Senate today. They are scared spitless at being in debt trillions of dollars, and they have no idea what to do. And the answer's right in front of them. All they got to do is all of them humble themselves before God and say, Lord, We submit ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we got to have some help. And guess what the king would do? He would help us. He absolutely would help us. But until we humble ourselves and Congress and do the same things at first, I'd stand in awe to see the first congressman or senator that would bow before the king and say, Father, in Jesus' name, I don't care who I offend. I don't care if there's any other denomination in here, but I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I know you're the one and only God. Now, we need help. I ask you to help this nation and show us as congressmen and senators and as a president what to do in the name of Jesus. If that whole bunch up there would get on their face before God and make that statement, tomorrow we'd have a different country.
Amen.
That's all it would take. That's all it takes. That's the answer, what I just done. That's the answer to our problems. But they're not willing to do that. They won't repent. Okay, let's go to chapter 19. When King Hezekiah heard their report, the president heard their report, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord to pray. Only thing about, we got a president that wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that. He would be in despair, I'll have to say that. But he would not humble himself before God and put on his sackcloth and go into the temple of the Lord and pray. He would not do that. And he sent Elkan, the palace administrator, Shebna, court secretary, and the leading priest, all dressed in sackcloth, to the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos. Now see, these men are doing what's right. They're humbling themselves before God. Well, let's see what happens when you do what God says. When you humble yourself and you go to Him for advice, let's see what happens. There's a great story here in chapter 19. They told him, this is what King Hezekiah said. This is a day of trouble, insult, and disgrace. It is like when a child is ready to be born, but the mother has no strength to deliver the child. That mother's in trouble, isn't she? Are we in trouble today in America? We're just like that. There's no difference. But perhaps the Lord your God has heard the Assyrian representative defying the living God and will punish him for his words. Oh, pray for those of us who are left.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Miracles Really Do Happen, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.